Last story I want to talk about, and this, you want to talk about bizarre. We're going into the world of bizarre. So
we're in new territory, folks.
Yes. This, we're going to go someplace even Art Bell would think twice about going. Last Friday, I came back. Edward and I came back from Miami. The Trump event was canceled. So we got back in Vero Beach late Friday afternoon. We had expected that our program was going to originate from Miami, and we were going to do the program from Miami, and then we were expecting to have a Trump interview. And so that was the plan for Friday. And then when it didn't happen, we had to drive back from Miami to Vero. That's a 3-hour drive. And by the time that we got here, we did not have time to put together a program. Well, thank God our dear friends, Steve Quayle and David Langford.
Great program, by the way.
Joined in to help us out on Friday afternoon. And it was very late when we got that program done. We wrapped it up around 5 p.m. What I did not know is that in those final minutes while we were recording here in the studio, we had a security issue going on at the True News office. One of our employees had left the office at 5, and when he went out the door of our office, he noticed a man taking photographs of the True News building. So he watched this man. This man was on a 4-wheeler. And the man went all the way around our building holding his iPhone, which it appeared that he was taking photographs as he went around the building. And then he went around to the front and stopped his 4-wheeler and was pointing his iPhone towards the front entrance of the True News building. So then he noticed our employee was watching him, and he moved towards him on his 4-wheeler, and our employee was able to snap some photographs of him.
Now, we're security conscious around here. I mean, we've
Absolutely.
Had previous security issues in the past of people monitoring our building, so we're sensitive on this particular issue.
You better believe it. So we have this man with a beard on a 4-wheeler wearing a T-shirt from a gun shop, and he's holding a camera. He's holding his iPhone, taking photographs of the front, back, and sides of the True News building.
Right.
Would you call that suspicious on a Friday afternoon? Yeah, it's suspicious. So we reported it to the local police, and a police officer came out to our office this morning. When the police officer arrived, Doc and Edward and I were in an editorial meeting planning today's program. And so we were talking about a particular subject that nobody else knew we were talking about.
Right.
And then we were notified that the police officer was here, so I went out to greet him. Minutes later, the police officer came back and said that he was certain he knew the whereabouts of this individual, that he lived fairly close to our office. And so the police officer went to this man's home, and I would say this gentleman is, I don't know what.
Mid-30s.
Mid-30s, early 40s.
Something in that range, yeah.
And he lives with his mother, and the police officer showed him the photograph that we took, and his mother said, yes, that's my son. The police officer said, have any idea why he would be down the street photographing this building? And she thought maybe it had something to do with construction work going on around this area.
Right.
But it was a lame excuse, but anyhow, we did know the police officer quickly identified the person
and talked to
a family member.
Right.
Well, about 10 minutes later, the officer called us back and said, I now know why he was at your property.
Get ready for this.
You ready, folks? He was playing Pokemon Go. He was on a four-wheeler. He's riding around our building, photographing our building. I mean, to us, it looked like he was photographing. He's holding his iPhone up as he goes. He's pointing the iPhone toward our building. He's stopping at various positions and holding his iPhone, pointing it towards our building as though he's video recording it or snapping pictures. What we now know is that he was playing Pokemon Go.
Now, what on earth is Pokemon Go?
I'll let Edward describe it.
Okay, so Pokemon Go is based off of a 1990s, 2000 Nintendo strategy, like world role-playing game. It's a game where you go around, you try to collect Pokemon, which are beasts and spirits in this world, this fictional world, and you use them to fight, and you train them, and you bond with them. This game, Pokemon Go, is a new version of this previously single-player, non-online game. And what you do is you log on through your Google account, you turn on your GPS device, and you physically walk around in your neighborhood, in your community, in your city, trying to find these Pokemon, these beasts, to capture with a device. And then what the phone does, it actually takes a picture of your capturing of the beast. It shows you the beast in the world, in the real world, but in a virtual setting.
So the participants are moving around in real time, geographically, searching for a virtual Pokemon.
Yes.
Now, this is where this starts to get strange. So, Edward, this company is placing these virtual Pokemons in buildings. Now, let's not tell them what buildings, okay? But they're placing them in buildings. How Correct. Is that done?
So there is a system that this is actually based on a prior game. The company who made this app is called Niantic. Niantic published this Pokemon Go app. Well, they first published a similar app called Ingress. It's a game, not like Pokemon, but you travel the world and you visit portals and things around the world. In this game, where people would go would soon become rally points. It were something, if a lot of people came to this point, if a lot of people played this game named Ingress, if they played this game in a certain point, it would become so popular, that point would become a rally point. Well, in this game, this model that's now been imported to Pokemon Go, these rally points have become spawn points for these spirits, these Pokemon that you
would
capture.
When you say spawn points, you mean like more spirits come out of this?
Yeah, they're giving birth.
They're giving birth.
Right.
Yes.
To more spirits.
Yes. There are these random spawn points. And then the ones that are visited a ton are known places where you can go to collect these.
So these
Pokemon
creatures are like virtual cyber demons.
Yes, digital demons.
Digital demons. Now, so this is where this starts to get weird. If it's not weird yet, it's going to get weird. So this morning, Doc and Edward and I are in an editorial meeting. We're talking about the topics for today's program. And Pokemon Go was one of the topics.
Right.
Now, this is before the police officers showed up.
Right.
We're talking about Pokemon Go. And Edward and Doc said, Rick, we're gonna present to you a really far-out idea about Pokemon Go. What if this technology is transferred to Islamic jihadists? And Islamic jihadists have an app that shows them where Christians are located geographically.
Now, you may say, well, how is that possible? Okay. But there's a reason why we ask that.
Yes.
Because the game itself reveals something, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So after the police officer told us that this man that we saw Friday on our property riding around our building holding his phone.
A grown man.
A grown, yeah, 40-year-old man on a four-wheeler riding around our building suspiciously, holding his phone up like he's photographing our building. Then the police officer comes back and tells us, look, I solved the case. He was playing Pokemon Go. Now, this is where, this is why in the office today, we all did a triple take looking at each other, because the theory that Doc and Edward presented to me this morning before the police officer came here was, what if we find out that Pokemon Go is primarily, the demons are primarily being located inside churches? Well, guess what? They downloaded an app in our office. We stood here and I watched them do it. They downloaded a Pokemon Go app. And lo and behold, there is the True News office. There's the outline of our building. There shows the, you see where it would be exit doors, windows, and inside the True News building was a virtual cyber demon. And what this man, Friday, was trying to find was the Pokemon demon that had been placed inside the True News office.
Now you may say, okay, so you found one, but why is it significant about somebody else getting this information?
Well, because if this technology was in the hands of the wrong people,
right,
and you designated all the churches, and you could even take it so far as the homes of the pastors, the elders, the deacons, the Sunday school teachers,
right,
the youth pastors, you could have a phone with an app that would lead you to the physical locations of these strong Christian leaders.
And what we found was startling about where these Pokemon congregate.
So Edward and another employee jumped in their vehicle and took off. I said, go check it out in Vero Beach. Edward, you were gone for a couple hours. Tell us what you found. This is Vero Beach today. What did you find?
Well, we found the churches in our area were all portals. They were points, rally points, where you could go put down a bot bait, or basically this is where you can go to find and capture these demons. It's on the app. The app will lead you to that church.
When you drive around Vero Beach, Florida, with your Pokemon Go app open, are you telling me that the cyber demons that have been placed by this game in Vero Beach, that they are primarily located in Vero Beach churches?
Yes. The ones I found were in churches, hospitals or medical facilities, and malls.
Hospitals, shopping malls, and churches.
Right.
And we weren't the only ones to find this. The original tip we got was that 70% of the actual locations where these rally points are located are churches. There's actually a big joke going right now on these tech forums of mostly secular atheists, folks who are into this kind of thing, and they're joking. Well, look, the app is bringing people to church.
Okay, I see two things here. Number one, the enemy, Satan, is targeting churches with virtual digital cyber demons. Now, you might may say, well, it's a make-believe object.
Well, listen, it's believable enough to got a 40-year-old man on a four-wheeler driving around looking for one.
And most likely, he would have come in this building had a door opened up. See, we've already talked to, we've talked to locations where people have gone into churches looking for these demons.
Yes. Yeah.
They're going into the churches looking for this Pokemon cyber demons.
And in case you guys are thinking we're just making this up, there are articles in mainstream media that say that churches are rallying points for Pokemon Go.
I would tell you this, if you should download the Pokemon Go app. I wouldn't keep it. I believe this thing is a magnet for demonic powers. Drive around your city and see where the Pokemon demons are located. You will find that they're in the churches.
The rally points, and then what they're called, Pokemon stops and Pokemon gyms.
And what's the gyms? It's a gymnasium. What's the difference?
The gym is a rarer rally point. It's a place where you go to train the little Pokemon, to level them and also trade them, but also fight others who have these Pokemon. The rally points are places where you capture the Pokemon spirits, the demons.
And did you find churches that had Pokemon gyms where they were training demons to fight other demons or to fight others?
Yes, I found that one of the bigger churches in our area had both a rally point and a gym, and the hospital had a rally point and a gym.
Did you find any commercial businesses with Pokemon demons?
Absolutely no commercial businesses. Other than we can count the mall as a location, but no businesses inside the mall were named. It was just the mall. It was actually a statue outside the mall was one of these rally points.
Now, there's another aspect here that I want to throw out for your consideration. As we saw this man on the four-wheeler riding around our building last Friday, holding his iPhone, and again, we thought he was taking photographs or video recording our building, but he was searching for the Pokemon demon in this building. But his camera is open.
That's right. Mapping everything it sees.
And that's how they got a diagram of our building.
Yes.
A diagram of our building was there, showing the doors, the windows, the rooms.
Yep.
Right now, at some point today, there was a Pokemon demon rat running around in our conference room, which means that there would have been people in Vero Beach playing the game, trying to find out how to get in our conference room to capture the rat.
Yeah.
But they knew it was in our conference room.
And if they were sitting out in the parking lot or driving nearby and they happened to have that app open, they would be able to know that there was one nearby in that building that they just drove by.
All right, so if you have a million people running around various towns and neighborhoods playing this stupid game, but their phone cameras are capturing real-time video, where is all this video going, Doc? Where's it going, Edward?
Well, there's a reason why the
NSA
app is free.
Is it going to the NSA?
Well, we're going to have to wait to see exactly where these folks at Niantic Inc. are sending it. But in the past, Facebook's Google's done it.
We know Google is involved because it's their geolocation service that's feeding everything.
And Niantic used to be part of Google.
So it could be a new way for Google to map out, buildings and everything and get people involved in it. But what concerns me about this even more is here are people hypnotized by an alternate reality.
A grown man in our neighborhood, 40 years old, on a Friday afternoon, riding around on a four-wheeler trying to find a cyber demon.
Across the grass and everything. I mean, just,
with having no awareness that he's riding a four-wheeler on somebody else's property, photographing their building. He's playing a game.
And criminals have already started to use this to lure people into locations.
What if, that's another one where the people are showing up looking for Pokemon and there's a criminal there that says, give me your wallet and your phone.
Your real money.
Yeah, your real money. But at what point does this game go live and the Pokemon masters are telling people to kill people in those buildings
so they can capture their Pokemon and be the masters?
I mean, people are losing touch with reality. This woman last week with the shooting, the police shooting, where her boyfriend was shot, and she's Facebook streaming it live.
Yes.
Doc, that was so weird.
Yeah. I think that's just the beginning of what we're going to be seeing.
The only thing I could think of when I heard that she went on Facebook and did a live stream of the police shooting of her boyfriend, I thought, okay, either this is staged or she has no concept of reality. Which one is it? Both of them are weird and frightening.
And this isn't just conjecture. If you go back to 2012, Time Magazine did an interview with the founder of Pokemon, this game, what it's based on. The founder's name is Satoshi Tajira. And what he said in this interview is that the game Pokemon is geared toward anti-Christian, anti-religion, Satanism. This is what he said in the interview. He said he grew up, his parents were Christian, and he rebelled against it. And he made this game as a revolt against everything Christianity stands for.
And so his company is deliberately placing cyber demons in churches.
Oh, the game he created.
The game that he created.
Right. It's a separate company that created this, right, Pokemon Go app. But yes, the game he founded. The genre he founded, the Pokemon.
And we personally experienced the effects of this game last Friday with a stranger showing up on our property on a four-wheeler, riding around, taking photographs, looking for a Pokemon demon inside our building.
Meanwhile,
I mean,
there are police getting shot in Dallas. There's war breaking out in the Middle East. North Korea is going to go to war with us. But we're hypnotized. We're sucked into this stupid virtual reality world. We'd rather live in a virtual world than live in the real world. Pastor Rick,
they're going to have a wake-up call, Doc. There's a wake-up call coming.
It's not going to be virtual.
Hey, most of them aren't even going to know that the wake-up call came because they're just going to be vaporized by a nuclear blast.
Or live streaming it.
I'm going to let Edward close the program with a scripture.
Based off of what we just covered and talked about it, what comes to my mind is chapter 4, the book of Philippians.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 8 through 18. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
I think today the apostle would add an extra word, whatsoever is real. Think upon these things.
Yes.
We got people who are thinking upon things that are not real. So do you comprehend what we just laid out here to you today? This Pokemon Go fever that is sweeping the nation in recent days. The primary place that these Pokemon demons are being placed are churches. You're going to have people coming to your church, walking in the doors, looking for a Pokemon devil. And there are going to be pastors who are going to say, well, I think this is wonderful. I think this is great. He's bringing people to our church.
Get people in the door.
You don't understand the level of spiritual warfare that's being played against you. They're spawning demons inside your church. They're targeting your church with demonic activity. Now, I'm not afraid of a real devil or a digital devil. I'm not afraid of either one. The blood of Jesus Christ takes care of both of them.
Yes.
But there are a lot of people, a lot of churches and pastors who are not going to be aware of the spiritual warfare that's being carried out against them. But even a more darker, sinister possibility is that this technology will be used by the enemies of the cross to target, locate, and execute Christians. Wake up. Wake up, church. The beast system, the Antichrist, makes war against the saints, not political Israel in the Middle East. Forget that Darbyism junk. The armies of the world are not going to gather around Israel in the Middle East. The world hunts down Christians. We are the enemy because we are Israel.
Yes.
And we're starting to see signs of how this technology is going to be used to track us down. That's it for today. On behalf of Doc Burkhardt and Edward Zoll, I'm Rick Wiles.